You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
Well, hot is the big story for today and the start of your weekend. And then, of course, another big story and kind of overshadowing everything else is Tropical Storm Isaias as it continues to develop and organize now over the southwestern Atlantic. So first for today, hot temperatures, just isolated afternoon thunderstorms. Many spots will stay dry and temperatures reach the mid to upper 90s, a hot one. Feel-like temperatures, 103 to 108, dropping into the 70s tonight, a nice quiet evening and overnight on this Friday. And then tomorrow, we still have a pretty decent start to the weekend, at least from a rainfall standpoint. Now, it's going to be hot. We'll see an isolated afternoon shower, a thunderstorm, especially inland as the sea breeze starts to push inland. But we reach the mid-90s tomorrow. A little bit more of an east wind starts to develop by late afternoon thanks to Isaias beginning to make its move toward Florida. So that will help push that sea breeze inland, and the beaches will turn cooler by late afternoon. And then we start to turn our attention for the rest of the weekend and right into the early part of the upcoming work week on Tropical Storm Isaias and the potential for it to become a hurricane and then how far it's going to be off our shore later Sunday and Sunday night. Current indications are 100 plus miles for most of the area, a little bit closer perhaps for St. Johns County. But having said that, we're on the backside of the storm, what we call the subsidence side of a hurricane. The air is typically sinking. And when you're on the west side of the hurricane, you're on the weaker part of the circulation. That all adds up to good things for most of Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. Now, it still won't be a picnic. Still need to respect the rip currents and the potentially dangerous conditions at our beaches. And you need to check back for updated forecasts to see exactly what's going on and if there are any changes. But right now, it looks like the bulk of this hurricane, or what should become a hurricane, will be offshore. If you're headed to the beaches, tomorrow's your beach day. Sunday, not so much. Dangerous rip currents developing. We'll start to see an uptick later tomorrow. Always swimming and surfing near a lifeguard and with a buddy, but the best advice by Sunday is to simply stay out of the ocean, and that'll be true on Monday as well. But Monday will be an offshore wind out of the west, so surfer's delight, but still, you're going to have to use some extra care. As long as this forecast is accurate, what we can expect right here at home for Jacksonville and northeastern Florida would be some bands of rain and a few thunderstorms on Sunday, especially midday through the afternoon and early evening. These bands will be capable of producing some heavy downpours, gusty winds. They won't be particularly long-lasting, and in between there'll be some sunshine. We may see some wind gusts of 30 to 35 miles per hour by Sunday evening with these bands, and there could be an isolated waterspout or two that would try to develop with these bands, and they'll favor areas near I-95 to the beaches. The closer to the coast, the better chance you get for that more significant rain. Rainfall amounts look to average maybe 1 to 2 inches at the coast, but will fall off dramatically as you move inland, a half inch to an inch perhaps near I-95 and less than a half inch west of I-95 in association with Isaias. So it's not going to be a big rainmaker in the end, all things considered. Rip currents at our area beaches, a big concern. Rough season surf, there'll likely be some beach erosion. And then once the system moves by, later Sunday night into Monday, drier air will move in on the backside. That'll quickly cut off the rain, and that'll be it for Isaias. So unless it changes dramatically, moves much further to the west, becomes much more massive, this should not be a debilitating type storm or one that would shut us down for any extended period of time or cause any widespread damage to infrastructure or our power grid. But still, always good to be prepared and check back on update on that latest forecast and realize you should always be ready during the hurricane season for any and all storms. If it's not this one, it may be another one a little later on down the line in the season. It does look like this could be a hurricane hit on the Carolinas then later Monday and Monday night. So if you're traveling north on I-95, something to keep in mind. It will also be very close to southeastern Florida where tropical storm watches and warnings are in effect. So that'll be an area where you'll want to be extra careful for tomorrow and tomorrow night. The Bahamas will get hit as well. Tropical storm and hurricane warnings are in effect. Some of the same areas hit by Dorian will be impacted by Isaias. Sure, it's not the monster that Dorian was, but it just adds insult to injury less than a year later. The rest of the tropics are reasonably quiet. There are waves marching west off Africa and a couple that look impressive for a while, but it doesn't look like conditions will be particularly favorable over the next week or so over the central Atlantic for much development anyway. As we can see right now, we may see a named storm develop or two, but it looks like it would stay out to sea as it appears at least right now. Always more in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. So to repeat once again, hot and humid for today through Saturday with plenty of dry hours, just isolated showers and storms, low sunburn times near 10 minutes. And if you're going to hit the beach, earlier the better because the weather will be better. Although look out for that sunburn time near 10 minutes, water temperatures in the 80s. And then by late Saturday and especially Sunday, dangerous rip currents at our area beaches. The best advice is to stay out of the ocean, and we'll start to see at least some fringe impacts from Tropical Storm Isaias as it tries to make its move to the northwest. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish. Have a great and safe weekend. Take care of yourself and one another. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for News 104.5 WOKV.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.